This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time. It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, what is going on, everyone? I'm Jeremy Miller, and this is Scrap Guy Solutions, a podcast all about helping you make things happen. I'm recording today from the studio here at Miller Scrap and Disposal in beautiful Winona, Minnesota. It's another beautiful day here. I am ready to get after it, and I hope you are too. And since we are recording from Miller Scrap and Disposal, you might hear some background noise. And that's nothing more than our recycling and waste operation just buzzing along. And I just also want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Anytime you start a new podcast or start anything new for that matter, it's a learning process. And we are definitely learning as we go. But I can't tell you how much we appreciate all of our listeners for tuning in. So thank you very much. We do truly appreciate you. Today, we're going to talk about someone who is inspiring thousands of people. Heck, probably millions of people at this point. He's inspiring people to figure out their path in life. He's inspiring people to believe in themselves. He's inspiring people to overcome self-doubt. He's inspiring people to overcome addiction. He's inspiring people to belong. Today, we're talking about country music superstar Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is a real-life example of someone who was raised in a tough part of town, on the streets, as he likes to say. He is someone who spent a lot of time in jail, and I mean a lot of time in jail. He's someone who struggled to fit in. He's someone who struggles with self-doubt. He struggled with drugs and pills and alcoholism. He's someone who didn't graduate from high school. And with all of the success that he has earned over the past couple years, he still openly struggles with mental health issues and depression. Jelly Roll is someone who had the deck stacked against him for most of his life, but Jelly Roll defied the odds. Jelly Roll proved the haters wrong by believing, by following his passion, and by working his ass off. There is an absolutely awesome documentary on Hulu about Jelly Roll that I highly recommend that you watch. I don't think I'd let your kids watch it, but you definitely should watch it. It is absolutely incredible. The documentary starts out with some video footage of Jelly Roll in 2015 where he says, quote, "Let me tell y'all something I ain't told too many people. Some days I wake up and wonder if I'm even doing the right thing, man. Some days I just wonder, dude, if I'm really chasing the dream here or am I running from the inevitable," end quote. I believe this was during a time where Jelly Roll was traveling the country in a van that he also lived in, and he was singing rap music in clubs and bars all across the country. That's right, rap music, not country music. Let's just say he wasn't the known commodity that he is today. Then the documentary jumps forward to December 9th, 2022, when Jelly Roll is getting ready to do a concert in front of over 16,000 people at Bridgestone Arena in his hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. And as he prepares for that show, he says the following, quote, "So much history in this room for me. There is not another place on earth that would be more special to play than in your hometown arena, ever. Dude, I'm petrified to do this show tonight. I've always struggled with self-worth and value and feeling like you belong places. I've been in jail 40 times in my life. I never made it out of the ninth grade. I'm really a street kid that had absolutely nothing going for him. To me, life was about climbing mountains. They said we were too fat to be in the music business. They told me that my voice wasn't cool enough. They told me that I didn't have an image and would never fit in country music or any genre. You know, these are all, to me, mountains. We just had to climb and conquer." Jelly Roll then goes on to say, "I think what we are going to deal with tonight is what they call them, an immovable force, an unstoppable object. This is a collision course. This is destiny," end quote. And then he goes on stage, and it's awesome. It's absolutely incredible. It's a combination of a teary moment and a goosebump moment. It sent chills up and down my spine. It's the result of what can happen when you dig deep, when you dig so deep that you reach fuck it mode. I talked about this in the last episode of Scrap Guy Solutions, but fuck it mode is when you work harder than anyone else, when you work longer, when you want it more, when you are willing to be the last man or the last woman standing. Fuck it mode is when you are willing to do whatever it takes to get it done, to make things happen. Jelly Roll then goes on to say, quote, "You know, I just really started singing a few years ago, so I'm still not comfortable singing. I'm like a scared child when I have to sing, and I just sing good because I just sing from the stomach. Maybe that's the magic to it. Maybe I'm a decent singer because I don't know how to sing. You know, I'm the one dude that's singing songs of the broken. This community has allowed me to speak on behalf of the depressed, the stressed, the anxious, the addicted, where I'm just documenting what I see and what I know. I've been a drug addict. I've been a loser. I've been a stealer. I think that people connect with the music because it's a reflection of themselves. We have people lined up around the buses every night. It's unreal, kind of. Signs from the crowd that say my music saved their life. I'm haunted at times because you can close your eyes and think of that father who cried on your shoulder because his daughter overdosed at the Publix next to the venue. You will remember that dude forever. I've been in and out of jail my whole life. I've hurt so many people along the way, and I still feel that guilt. And it still comes from that place of worthlessness. I struggle with imposter syndrome a lot. I struggle with survivor guilt just as much. And at what point do you make peace with it, and you quit apologizing, and you actually move on? At what point do I not feel like I have to carry the sins of my past anymore, that I've finally been redeemed of them, or I've done enough to justify that I don't have to live back here much longer?" Then, with teary eyes, Jelly Roll goes on to say, quote, "Who would have thought that I could help people? Fuck, I needed help. I still need help," end quote. It's pretty incredible if you think about it. Jelly Roll's start in music goes all the way back when he started writing rap music at 9 years old. And then while in eighth grade, he started making and handing out mixtapes. He later toured the country in the van that I mentioned earlier, doing rap music at clubs and bars all across the country. It sounds like it was an all-out grind. But his big moment, Jelly Roll's breakthrough moment, came after he recorded a video of himself singing Save Me, and it went viral on YouTube. And when I say it went viral, I mean it went viral. I don't know exactly how many views it's had, but it was millions and millions and millions of views. The rest is history, literally. He is one of the fastest growing stars in country music today. After Save Me went viral, Jelly Roll's phone didn't stop ringing. Everyone wanted Jelly Roll. Everyone wanted to sign him. His first gig was selling out a 1,000-person club in Connecticut. Then he had over 10,000 people for a concert at Red Rocks. Then over 16,000 people at Bridgestone Arena in his hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. And he's been selling out arenas ever since. And it all happened very quickly. Jelly Roll instantly became a star. And I think it's because people from all walks of life can relate to Jelly Roll's music. And as a result, he has become one of the fastest growing stars, not only in country music, but in all of music. And here's the reality. The reality is we can all relate to Jelly Roll's music in one way or another. From people in the hood to people living in the suburbs. From farmers to people living in the city. From people who are struggling in life to people who have overcome challenges in life. We can all relate to Jelly Roll's music because we are all human. We all have feelings. We all have ups and downs, good times and challenging times. People from all walks of life can relate to Jelly Roll's music because life happens for every single one of us. Jelly Roll is a real life story of hope, inspiration, and motivation. This is a guy who turned his life around, someone who is out there using his real life experiences to help make a difference in the lives of so many others. In 2023, Jelly Roll won the CMA Award for New Artist of the Year, and his acceptance speech was one of the best and most inspirational speeches I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of speeches in my time. That speech was so good that I'm going to play the last bit of it for you right now.
But most importantly, there is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, Nashville!
Was that awesome or what? I generally don't watch the CMAs or the Grammys or any other award shows like that, but I just happened to be flipping through the channels that night and I caught it, and I remember it was one of the best acceptance speeches I have ever heard. It's so inspiring, it's motivational, it gets me fired up every time I listen to it. My favorite part was a little difficult to hear because of all the cheering in the background, but it's when Jelly Roll says the following: I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what is in front of you is so much more important than what is behind you. Well, Jelly Roll, I agree, man, and I just love it. I absolutely love it. And then, of course, he wraps up the speech with, "Let's party, Nashville." I said it in the last episode of Scrap Guy Solutions, and it's something that I'm trying to work on myself, something that I'm trying to improve on, and that is celebrate your accomplishments. Now, don't get me wrong. I do like to have fun, but I don't always like to spend money because I'm so darn frugal. But I do like to have fun, and it is so important to celebrate the moment, enjoy the moment. If you are going to work hard, and if you are going to make things happen, if you're going to achieve your goals, it's important to take a little time to celebrate, a little time to enjoy the moment. Now, I realize it's highly unlikely, but I would love to have Jelly Roll on the podcast to share his story, to talk about the challenges he has faced in life, to talk about the obstacles that he has overcome, to talk about how he has taken advantage of the opportunities that have come his way. But even more so, I would love to hear more about his journey, his road to success, because it definitely wasn't all sunshine and roses. His path was not an easy one. He literally hit rock bottom and bounced back to become one of the biggest stars in the music industry today. I want to hear about the time and the effort and the work that he put in to get to where he is today. Just by watching the documentary and seeing some of the other interviews and speeches, you know that Jelly Roll is someone who works his ass off, someone who digs deep, and someone who is out there making things happen. And I also know that for every successful guy, for every good guy, or at least for most successful guys, most good guys out there, there is an even better woman or an even better partner right there by his side. I know it's true in my life with my beautiful wife, Janelle. And in Jelly Roll's case, his lovely wife, Bunny, has been critical to his success, and she should also be praised. Jelly Roll, man, if by the off chance, well, more like the highly unlikely chance you listen to this podcast, I just want to say thank you for being a difference maker. Thank you for helping inspire so many people, including me, to believe, to follow your passion, to work your ass off, to prove the haters wrong, to go out there and do what it takes to make things happen. Thank you for inspiring so many people with your music, by sharing your story, with your generosity. Thank you for showing us that just about anything is possible if you believe and if you set your mind to it, if you go out there and you work your ass off to achieve it. Jelly Roll, thank you for using your life to help make a difference in the lives of so many others. You truly are appreciated. Well, folks, that's it for this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. Thank you so much for listening, and please subscribe, give us a like, share, leave comments, and whatever else we do for podcasts and social media posts. We would also truly appreciate a 5-star review. Also, check out our website, scrapguysolutions.com, and if you'd like to get in touch with me, please send me an email, scrapguysolutions@gmail.com. We have more episodes lined up, including some pretty cool interviews, all in an effort to help you make things happen. So keep listening. And most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Peace out. 4, 3, 2, 1. Watch out. Here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time. Ready to shine. Brighter than all of the lights. 'Cause when it's game time.